Welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella. Taylor Williams-Moniz is here. Thank
Morning.
You for being here. You're
oh,
the best.
Of course. No, you're the
Two
best.
Two shows to go.
I know. It's so weird. Makes I know. Me. I just haven't been thinking about it because it makes me so sad.
It's
you know, yeah, it's a bummer.
It's
I know. I keep saying I'd like to do another show at some point, maybe yeah. down the road.
I'm here for
hopefully.
You.
Hopefully. Yeah,
I'm here
exactly.
for you.
So
please
we'll see.
Just call me.
I will.
I
know what
I'm all
you.
Over that because this is way too much fun.
I know.
By the
agree.
Way, in case you're wondering who we're talking to, Taylor Williams-Moniz is full partner over at Donahoe Young & Williams, and they are the premier attorney firm in Santa Clarita Valley. And by the way, congratulations on winning best bankruptcy
yeah,
attorney.
Yeah, our firm got
Thank,
best.
Good yep, for you
yeah,
guys.
Thank you. I forget how many years in a row. But yeah, my partner, Mark Young, and some of the other lawyers in my office do heavy bankruptcy work. So
you know, I saw that, but
good
I didn't see
them.
That there was more than – I think I tore it out of the magazine, by the way.
Oh,
and
nice.
I and yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I defaced the magazine because I wanted to keep it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm going to frame it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So fun stuff. Okay, so I have to make just a really quick comment for everybody listening. Phil brought in this gem today. There is a big sign that says in the studio, "Please do not curse on the air." Which we, you know, if you know me, I have to read that and take that into account. So Phil brought this list of alternative cuss words. They're hysterical. So I asked him, I was like, put it in between us, and we're going to try to use these throughout the day. Like, don't give them away, but if you hear us say some silly things today, I'm dying. These are so good.
I'll start off with a son of a biscuit.
Yeah, son of a biscuit. Doesn't that just make you feel good?
Oh, if you want to kick it, I'm a nut. Son of a
biscuit
eater.
I know, I saw that one. Some of these, I don't even know how to pronounce some of these, but the
hey, yeah. Russer.
That's going to be it's going to be a fun show. Whenever we want to curse, we're going to use one
well,
of these.
I like it. I like it.
Is this from like 1955
I think it's from
or
a
something?
Long time ago.
It's yeah, amazing.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, Judas Priest.
I know, you jack wagon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't get anything done today.
We've gone
this.
Off the rails.
Whee!
Yeah, you're actually going to learn something later on today.
Should we go over what we're actually going to talk about
today?
You
know what? Why don't we do that? Why don't we say what's coming up on today's show in the next 60 seconds?
Hey, Miami real estate agent charged with $381,000 in PPP fraud.
Yep. Well, I've got a guy that says, "Hey, hold my beer," because he beat that big time.
Here's a ranking of well-being and quality of life after ranking 200 cities.
Single women outpacing men in home ownership by millions.
Duh.
I know why.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the court orders Anywhere to hand over NAR commission rule documents.
Anywhere and Compass settled agent recruiting suit, capping a 3-year feud.
Woo-hoo. Fueled by new wealth, ultra-luxury real estate tallies a big year in 2022.
Picasso slashes 30% of workforce, citing rising rates and home prices. Duh.
Hey, Phil, is the dining room dead?
We were going to talk about that last week.
I know.
And all that and less on today's show.
We don't even add the gems that I printed out to talk to you about.
Oh,
my frivolous nonsense and fun stuff.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay, because I like that. I like that. That's awesome.
Aw, shucks, it's going to be great. See what I did aw, there?
Aw, shizzle.
Yeah, it's a good one. Oh, these are so that there's three categories. If you're miffed, if you're exasperated,
yep.
mm-hmm. or I'm not having it.
Yep.
So just so everybody knows,
there's a lot of things to say instead of saying the S word, mm-hmm. crapola,
mm-hmm. turd.
Turd.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay,
moving
good.
On.
Yeah.
What else? What you got?
Hey,
you got a lot of stuff. What's going on with your house, by the way?
Yeah. So I got my request for repairs.
Okay.
And so, in case anybody doesn't understand what that is, that means when you get into escrow, mm-hmm. okay, you fill out all of these forms that you have to fill out. Their disclosure forms as a seller.
Right.
And so you tell them this is exactly what I know to be true about the property. You know that. And then as we go on. The buyers actually do their due diligence by hiring a professional physical inspector.
Right.
And that person comes in and checks out the house from top to bottom. And then the buyer's agent and the client look at that report, which is usually 40 pages
which
long.
Which we did with
and
our
then,
house. Yep.
And then they come up with a request for repairs.
Right.
Okay. So this was the request for repairs. Now, my home's pretty clean, right? And the average request for repairs is you know, fairly.
Remember ours? Ours was termites, so they tented our house, and then there was an issue with the water heater. Those were the two big things.
Yep. This one, they said,
what you got?
Windows are missing, screens, needs repair. Well, if anybody knows anything about selling real estate, if you've got a window that you don't open and you're selling your house, take the screen off and put it in the garage. If you go to a new home track, right, where they've got the model homes, there's not a screen on the window.
That's true.
So if you want a really, really good view out of it, so I took the screens off, put them in the garage, so all I had to do was put them back on.
Easy. For that one, all right? Check.
Next, the condenser line should be insulated. Well, there was a piece of condenser line that was about 6 inches just before it went into the actual air conditioner.
Oh.
And all I had to do was turn it around. So that took me about 4 seconds. The tub faucet on the hot side is leaking. We checked and checked and checked and checked and checked. It does not leak.
Huh.
No GFI at the electrical outlet in the kitchen. Okay, so we've got two electrical outlets in the kitchen.
We had some of those issues,
GFIs are a big thing.
Right.
But the funny thing is we had our actual outlets. They actually, the people that built the house, they actually made some kind of wallpaper that they put over it so it blends in right to the granite countertop, right? The backsplash.
Yeah.
And so he didn't even see it.
So they are GFIs, which are the ones, if they get wet, then they, you know.
Well, he took a picture of one that wasn't, but it didn't need to be because the one right by the sink was, and it was covered. He couldn't see
it. So what you're saying is you're perfect.
What I'm saying is I thought it was funny that
you
he missed
fart
it.
Knocker.
Hey, kiss my grits.
Anyway, all right, so that was a non-issue.
Okay, that was another one. The GFI at the electric outlet in the kitchen. Okay, the GFI and the electrical outlets for the laundry room needs repair. That's one of the things I have to do. For some reason, when we bought the house, it didn't have a GFI in the laundry room, and they're asking for one.
All right.
So I'll do that. The pool equipment is leaking. Mm. So I kept looking at it going, no, it's not. And then all of a sudden, I turned on the waterfall. And I saw the thing start to shake, and there was water coming out the bottom. And I went, oh, you know what? That's going to be $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. And I went, dang it. And then I called my guy, and the guy goes, no, don't worry about it. $185, I'll come out and take care of it. It's just going to be a seal.
Oh, perfect.
We've lost it.
Yep. We're entitled.
And the last one is the self-closing gates cannot close properly by itself, and the screens need install properly. So I guess the screen...
Is that the pool?
I guess the screen they're asking for us to put back on the actual child thing.
Oh, okay.
Protection screen. So okay. I said that's fine. And the side gates were not closing because they're supposed to slam shut.
Mm-hmm.
And mine were just kind of slowly, just barely making it shut.
They're tired gates.
Yeah. So yeah. I asked my guy Hector. I said, Hector, can they slam shut? And he goes, yeah, I'll make them slam.
Nice.
He goes, I'll make them shake the house if you want.
You're like, oh, no, that won't be necessary, but I appreciate the enthusiasm.
That's not. So anyway, so that's a request for repair story.
Well, that's, you know, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I remember you went by the house and you were like, the circus came to the house because they tented our entire house. And you sent me a picture. That was funny. I was like, oh, that's our house.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that was.
And you know why? This is what happens. It's funny because when they actually do a termite report, right? And they check, and usually underneath the eaves, if there are termites, they'll actually check to see if the termites go underneath the eaves and then into the actual attic.
Yep.
And if it does to where it goes to where they don't know where they stop, then they can't treat it on the outside with some kind of local whatever they treat it with. That's when they actually have to tent the house, and that's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what happened.
Greg and I are not buying a house with termites.
Yeah, absolutely. Nope. Yep. Yep. Nope. But then you had three little termites on your own.
I was just about to say that. Silly people.
Beat you to it.
Us silly people.
You bull twinkie. Whatever the heck that is.
Oh my God, what the what?
Okay, right. Hey.
Where would you like to go?
How about this? Let's see. How about...
Do we have any statistics?
By the numbers?
Oh, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
SCV. By the numbers.
Yay!
Okay, you ready?
No.
Yes.
I hate this game. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I should... Yes. Should I check to find out if I can actually pay this bill? I should, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, active listing, Santa Clarita.
Okay.
The top, the Elite Eight. Remember what they are?
Yep.
Can you tell?
I can, but not as fast as you. I'd have to, like, carry the wand and cross the
tape. I actually just kind of go, in my mind, I go around.
Oh, nice.
So, Stevenson Ranch, Newhall, Valencia, Castaic, Saugus, Canyon Country, Acton, and Agua Dulce.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay, good. Yeah. I feel better. Yeah.
Okay, so... how many? It's between one. It's between.
Oh, I was going to say one.
It's between
my goodness.
two and 300. What do you think?
271.
Okay. What do you think? Sorry, that's Precious, by the way.
Precious is.
Hi, Precious.
This mic doesn't work.
What did you say? 250.
250? Oh, so close. It's 294.
Okay.
Okay. How about.
So 294, that's good.
294 is low. And you know, I checked in Stevenson Ranch. Stevenson Ranch, there's 10 listings in Stevenson Ranch.
I check Stevenson Ranch all the time because that's where, if we move, we want to pop over there. Yeah,
it's interesting. I don't know if I got lucky or whether, you know, we just had a lot of buyer emotional appeal to the property, because there's most of the ones that are more expensive in Stevenson Ranch, they've been the minimum on the market 66, 70, 90 days. It's like, whoa.
They keep coming up.
Yep. Okay, active under contract and pending between 2 and 300.
Oh, is it? I thought it would be between 1 and 2.
Nope.
215. 250.
It's 291. Oh. 291. Very close. That's a lot, yeah. If you think about it. Yeah. That's a lot in escrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now, sold in the last 30 days in Santa Clarita? You've got this. I can't believe we're playing this stupid.
I know. I'm like, not enough. Come on. This
is between 1 or 200.
Okay. 167.
Okay, tell you what. I'm going to even give it better. I'm going to give you better
odds.
Everyone
that was wrong, it was not 167.
Yeah. I'm going to give you better odds. I'm going to give you 1 in 50 that you can actually get $100. Sold the last 30 days is between 100 and 150.
Okay.
What do you think?
Precious, you want to go?
Precious, go first.
119? I was going to say 114. 14's
fine. 134.
Okay, 134.
But you guys were so close.
So still, there's not a lot of inventory. No. We're low.
No, which is interesting. Because, you know what I hate?
I'm getting so
sick and tired. Hang on a second.
Let me see. No. Use one of them.
Jeepers. God, jeepers. You know what I hate? Yep. Oh, shoot.
Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy. You know what I hate? I hate...
My grandmother used to say that.
Every article is... It's written in stone that real estate's terrible.
We're all in trouble.
And the other side is, you know what? Real estate's picking up and everything's great. And it's like, and it's always an expert reported that, it's like, what kind of expert?
Your house is a blah, blah. Yeah, we don't pay attention.
Exactly. You
know, we're going to move at some point, but that we're not at that point, so it doesn't matter.
You know, as long as we're being silly.
Which will be the whole show, my friend.
You know what? How about this for hard-hitting journalism.
Oh, no.
Okay? I've got a question for you.
Okay.
And if you can answer it, you're better than me.
Okay.
These are things that I think about now sometimes, now that I'm kind of winding down when it comes to real estate.
Okay.
Here's a question that I was thinking about.
Be careful. If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an honest answer. I always tell Greg a gig that. You want to ask?
No, that's fine. That's fine, because I'm really curious to know what you're thinking of. Because this, and I cracked up as I got out of bed at 3:30. Yesterday morning, because I cracked up, right? Because I was like,
okay, what is it?
Okay, you ready?
Come on, you booger.
Again, this is hard-hitting journalism.
Oh, no.
Why exactly did Ginger have an evening gown on when she went on her 3-hour tour?
Think about it.
She was always in Gilligan's Island. You don't even know Gilligan's Island.
So I know what it is. I've never watched it. It's before my time. So it's definitely poor Precious this time.
Well, you... well, you hang on a sec. You farfig Nugan.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, I can't believe.
Shut the front door.
I can't believe. So I'm sorry. That one's a little lost on me.
Well, okay, if you ever saw it, you'll see that if you ever watch the show, she's always in an evening gown, you know, with diamonds and everything. Well, that's how she came on the boat, right?
Okay.
And this little boat, the SS Minnow, is like, it's like this little...
If it's named Minnow.
It's, let's see, what is it? It's a jeepers. It's a shizzle toot.
It's a shizzle toot.
And it's like a piece of crap.
Maybe because that's what the actress looked nice in.
Why were Thurston Howell III and his wife Lovey, why were they on that? They were multi-millionaires. Why were they on a
you know, wow. For you people listening,
you can tell we're like two shows.
No, don't throw me
left.
In with you, you bleep. That is not what I think about at 3:30 in the morning.
Okay, so.
But thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Do I have it? Oh, yeah, I do.
I hope you
so
have
in
it.
Miami. Yes. Here's a realtor. Mm-hmm. A realtor. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
After this is over. Okay. Miami real estate agent charged with $381,000 in PPP fraud.
Okay.
And we remember what the PPP stands for?
Mm-hmm.
What does
Paycheck
it
Protection
Paycheck
Program?
Protection Program. Exactly right. A Miami real estate agent was charged with fraud and money laundering linked to $381,000 in COVID relief funds through the Paycheck Protection Program that she allegedly used
to
pay for a Bentley cosmetic procedures and a luxury apartment.
Man, I always say when I make it, I'm buying a Bentley. I mean, I'm not going to steal money, but wonder what kind she got. But bad. Wrong. Wrong for stealing.
Look at you.
She's a buckethead.
She's a buckethead.
She's a shucky darn.
She's a Bolshevik. Daniela Rendon, a real estate agent with Prestige Empire.
Prestige Empire Realty.
Has been active in Sunny Isles Beach posting on social media about or working on projects that include estates at Aquilina and mansions in Aquilina and Bentley residences. She was also part of the Ocean sales team in Miami Beach. Rendon deals include the $35,000 a month rental of a unit at mansions at Aquilina, according to a traded post from 2021. Now, I take certain glee in what I'm going to read here.
Okay.
Okay. Rendon allegedly submitted fraudulent applications for COVID-19 federal relief funds to a Small Business Administration and Paycheck Protection Program by falsifying her revenue, payroll, and IRS tax forms, according to a press release, and the complaint from the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Florida. She allegedly used the money to lease a 2021 Bentley. Do you know what kind that is? Bentayga?
Yeah, something good.
Like that. It's a Bentley, okay? Which she highlighted. I love this. This is what I take glee in. She highlighted on her Instagram account. She has more than 33,000 followers on the social media platform where she posts pictures of her luxurious lifestyle. She also allegedly used the funds for her Biscayne Bay apartment rental. Dermatology proceedings.
Wait. You missed over the part where that Bentley is $3,000 a month to lease. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. That's insane.
Where did it say that?
It says it right in the paragraph you were reading.
See, more than 33,000. I don't see it.
Oh. This year's model of the Bentley SUV costs upward of $3,000 a month to lease.
Okay, I don't have that.
I think you maybe missed that sentence. Anyway, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, but here's the glee that I've got.
That's a lot of money.
The thing that I hate to say
Who posts this?
Now the fact that she's going, she could face up to 20 years in prison if she's convicted.
Yeah.
She's
indicted on 2 counts of money laundering, 7 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of aggravated identity theft. Yeah, if she's convicted, she could face up to 20 years in prison.
The people that take their wealth and they cram it down other people's throats, mm-hmm. and then they actually get caught for how they got the wealth, that's the glee I get. I hate to say it.
No, I think that's fair.
It's like this morning on the news, I heard somebody from another one of those housewives of something. Mm-hmm. She's going to prison?
Yeah, I think that one's...
For 6 years?
Oh, Salt Lake City. The one is in Salt Lake City. Yeah, she did some sort of, like, scamming elderly people or something.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, it was some, like, phone scam.
I took glee in that.
I think,
you know what? Anytime, like I said, there was another, the Chrisleys.
Oh, yeah, the Chrisleys, yeah.
Yeah, they're going down.
For tax fraud.
Now, here's another thing that
the IRS scares me. The FTB scares the... Yep. Farfernugan out of me. I do not like, let's defraud them and then post photos of our, fraud all over Instagram.
Okay, so,
no,
so in all fairness, you got to be stupid to do that in the first place.
Agreed.
But you got to be doubly stupid to actually post pictures of it.
Agreed.
And rub it in other people's faces, because then they all kind of crack up. Now, here's another thing that I don't necessarily take glee in, although every time I've talked to somebody after I tell them the story or the people that have seen the story, mm-hmm. they all go, good for him, good for him, serves him right. How about the guy that was stealing the catalytic converter from somebody's thing and she woke up and ran over him? You didn't hear that?
No.
Okay, she's in a truck. She's asleep. Okay? She's in a parking lot. She's asleep in the truck.
Okay.
And of course, here come the guys that want your catalytic converter.
There's
three of them. One guy slips under. He's doing the thing. Taking it off. It scares her. She doesn't know what's going on. She starts the truck. She backs up. She runs over.
Oh, God.
Now... most people go, serves him right, and everything. And I take a little bit of glee in that, but he did die. So, I mean, I don't think that should have been a death sentence.
Yeah, I agree.
But still, that's...
Man, are you going to have something positive for us today?
That's positive.
You fooey.
You fooey. That's a fooey. Oh, Mother Francis.
Mother Francis. Let's go.
Jeez Louise.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
So we're going to come back with something positive, okay? Well, actually, we're not. It's going to be far more negative. And then we'll find... I've got some positive things
cool.
I can share. Exactly.
Awesome.
So stay with us. We'll be back.
Yay.
Gee Willie.
Welcome back to Real Estate and a lot of other stuff.
Woo-hoo.
On KHCS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Yes, it's me. It's Taylor. It's Precious. We're all here.
We are here.
Okay. So we just talked... Just before we went for a break, we talked about the guy, the realtor who stole $381,000 of PPP money.
The lady, yes.
Yep. And so I've got a guy, his name is Baby Blue. he says, hey, you know, lady in Florida, hold my beer. I'll show you. If you're going to rip off PPP, let me show you how to do it,
okay.
Right? So now that I'm losing this. Okay, so.
So what did he do?
So the guy is named Baby Blue, mm-hmm. right? I don't know, rapper or something like that, because that's probably.
Makes me, this is how you can tell I have children. Baby Beluga in the deep blue sea. It's the first thing that came to my mind. I need help. Thank God I'm going on vacation.
Oh
anyway,
God.
Baby Blue, tell me about this gentleman.
Hey, you sung.
Oh, there you go. Now you're done. Yeah. Right, cool. Check it off the list.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, let me tell you about this guy.
Okay.
Again, guy named Baby Blue. He ripped off the PPP, which stands for Paycheck Protection Program. He stole not $381,000. He was able to steal $24 million.
Great googly moogly.
That's right there. Okay, scratch that one off. You can't use that one again.
I have been waiting to use that one all morning. No, that's a lot of money.
Okay, so here's my question to you. Okay.
This is a good question.
He was sent to jail for a year.
Correct. Okay. Just one year.
Now, remember, he stole $24 million. Now, here's my question to you. He was fined $1 million and sent to prison for a year.
He had to pay $1 million in restitution, right?
$1 million in restitution. Right. So do the math. Okay. That means he got approximately $2 million a month. Mm-hmm. To go to prison, okay? Would you go to prison for $23 million?
Did he get to keep the rest of the money?
Oh, sure. Let's just say he did.
Oh, don't look at me with that exacerbated face.
That's the question that I was asking.
If I got to keep it, yeah, I'd go for a year. Friggin' vacation from all these kids, yeah. I mean, miss my office. Jeez. But yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Would you?
Well,
I mean, it wouldn't look good on ye old resume.
Would you need a resume?
No, that's a good point. That's what I'm saying. If I got to keep $23 million or whatever, I'm moving.
Think about that.
I'm not working.
Think about. Let's just say you got 5% interest on that $23 million. That's mm-hmm. that's a lot.
Fiddle faddle.
I'm going to take this away from you.
Way too much fun.
So anyway, so I thought that was I would. You know,
that honestly really bothers me though, because I mean. You know, I co-run a small business, and you know, COVID was difficult, and there are a lot of businesses that needed that money. Like, legitimately, people needed it to, you know, feed their families and whatnot. And then you have these
this article,
right?
It sounds a lot better than it is when it comes to oh my god, because I can't believe a judge would actually go, okay, so let me get this all straight, okay. You stole $24 million.
Somehow got it back. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm assuming. I'm guessing because $1 million in restitution should be on top of what he had to give back.
Exactly. Yeah. Give back the $24 million, and we're going to throw another cool million.
Exactly.
On top.
Yeah.
So, Baby Blue, you're going to be working your Baby Blues for a while. You're going to be flashing your Baby Blues for a while.
It's just not worth it, my friend. Just not worth it.
No, not if it cost me $1 million.
I know.
I'm not going there. I'm too pretty.
We should talk about... You are too pretty. I know. I don't think I'd do well in jail. But that's a story for another day. Did we have an article about cities, happy cities, good places to live. Let's do that. I need something uplifting.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, this is
Here's
all
a ranking
doom and gloom.
Of well-being and quality of life, 200 cities. Out of 200 cities, these are the rankings.
Okay.
If you're wondering where we are, if we're anywhere in the country, number one is Sunnyvale, California. Quality of life, for some reason, is 100. I don't know exactly.
Where is that?
Sunnyvale? I think it's up north.
Okay.
Number two, Arlington, Virginia, with a score of 86.54.
Yep.
Number three, Bellevue, Washington, with a score of 94.39.
Never been there.
Fremont, California.
Where's that?
Up north. California, 87.66.
Safe bet.
Frisco, Texas.
I've been to Frisco many a time. I have. It used to be a snot hole back in the day, but now apparently it's nice. Frisco. Yeah, you can get lots of land and a big house for like no money. So,
you know,
yeah.
People that don't know that we're actually picking stuff off of that list are going, what are they talking about?
Yeah, to recap.
Okay, the next one. So five is Frisco, Texas. Number six is Plano, Texas.
You've been to Plano many times.
Really?
Yep, same thing. Lots of land.
Was it a
good
snot
school
hole
district?
Too,
Plano was more well developed than Frisco when I lived in Texas 100 years ago.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. We're back to California. Number seven, Roseville, California. It says 69.72, which is, it's got to be a typo. It's got to be 89.72. or 79.
Oh, got it. Yep.
Yeah. Number 8, San Jose.
Hey, I know where that is.
You know what?
Greg Gig flies into San Jose every once in a while.
Yep.
That's a nice place to live. And you know what? That one's up north, too.
Chris Kulka. Yep. She's listening right now, and she's got a house up there.
Oh, nice.
Yep,
very cool.
That just keeps going up and up and up. Mm-hmm. Number 9. I don't know where this place is. Santa Clarita.
Wow! We made it on the list.
I was going to say exactly how Dallas Rain says it. You know what? It's really cold today at Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita. Yep. You got to do this.
And we always say, hi, Dallas, every time he says it. Mm-hmm. We got an 86.17.
I dig it. That's great.
Yep. We only got a 4 from the Russian judge, though.
That Russian judge is tough. Tough.
Number 10, Irvine.
Go Anteaters. You see Irvine. They're the Anteaters.
Are they? Really?
Yes, I swear. Oh, I went and toured that school and I was looking at colleges. Go Anteaters.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. So California is everywhere. That's good. Yeah. I mean, California and Texas, huge states. Makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
LA's not on there, though. Shocking.
Did you want to do one, or do you want me to do another one?
Let's talk about the single women.
Single women.
It's all the single ladies.
That's what it is.
All the single ladies.
Oh, look. Yep. You sung again.
God, it's a good day.
Okay.
This didn't surprise me at all, reading this.
No. In fact, I know. I'm going to give you my two reasons. One of the reasons is in here. I'm going to tell you the other reason.
Okay.
Okay. So it says, single women outpacing men in home ownership by millions.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. An analysis by LendingTree found that single women own millions more homes than their male counterparts, according to 2021 U.S. Census Bureau data. The analysis also uncovered that single women are more likely than single men to own their own home in 48 out of the 50 states. My goodness.
My goodness.
As we continue on, women dominate ownership in the highest rates, at the highest rates in southern states like Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina, which typically have cheaper home prices.
Mm-hmm.
The only states where single men own more homes than single women are North and South Dakota.
I was about to say, and I am in no rush to go to North or South Dakota.
It's
no offense.
More, yeah, it's more
but you got to say it, Dakota.
Dakota.
Yeah, Dakota.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This discovery is surprising considering the financial hurdles women have historically faced, according to Jacob Channel, a senior economist at LendingTree and the author of the analysis stated, specifically, women continue to face a wide gap in the workforce, making an average of 83.1 cents for every dollar a man makes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Okay, so let's just go off of what I think. What now? It says here one of the reasons is, which makes sense, women live longer.
Right.
Okay, so what happens is their poor husbands are just, you know, driven into the ground with stress and pressure.
Oh,
they clutch their hearts. They go face first into their soup, right?
Yeah.
And then the woman knows the house. What's the other reason?
Okay, first of all, let's take a step back.
Let's go.
That is not how a single woman acquires a house, is by the death of her husband. This article is speaking about a single woman purchasing it independently, my dear friend.
I don't think so.
I do think
this.
So.
The analysis discovered that the white single women, single men own roughly 8.1 million. Single women own about 10.7 million. But look, as we go to this other page, it says one of the reasons is... You ready for this?
No.
Some critics are wondering how single women can afford more homes than single men with the wage gap. Further analysis may give some insight into this puzzling finding. Research says that not all women are lower earners. Okay, that's fine. Women do. Women right here. Women on average live longer life expectancies than men do, which leads them to
still use their homes even after their spouse dies. Okay,
see?
Yes, but I'm saying that's not what huge reason.
No, but that's
that
one reason.
A reason.
What's
okay.
the other one? Do you think? Is there one that you can think of?
No, because you're so excited to share. I would never want to take that joy away from you.
What is it? Can you tell
yes,
I'm wagging
can.
My tail?
Yes. What is it?
Divorce.
Oh.
Divorce. Don't the ladies usually get the house?
Well, I think especially if there's children, the house stays,
sure.
follows the children, which typically women
As
most
it should.
Times get
As it
custody.
Should.
Yeah. Interesting.
See? I was thinking, well, it kind of makes sense.
Thinking hat on.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I put it on. Then it started to hurt, so I took it off.
There
gave me a
you
headache.
Go. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, okay.
But I love that.
Your turn.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there was more to that, but, you know, I think we hit on all highlights.
So this is just silly because I went to the grocery store the other week, and when I got the bill, I wanted to, you know, fall over, and it's just everything is insanely expensive these days. You know, yes. It probably doesn't help that I take my son with me, and whatever he picks out, we throw in the cart, right? And then we get there, and I'm like, we don't need six things of, you know, freeze dried mangoes, although that's like his favorite thing. Anyway, so I was thinking about that, and how, and I found an article about the 7 most overpriced grocery store items.
Oh,
you guys want to guess? So there's 7 items, and you're probably guilty of buying some of these. I know that I am, but these are the, on average, national average, the 7 most overpriced grocery store items.
So I'm going to start with eggs.
Nope.
No?
No. And this is, no.
Meat?
I'll give you the first one. Guacamole is an overpriced item because of what's in it, right?
Well, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Are you saying that avocados are guacamole?
That's guacamole.
Guacamole. So if they actually make you a guacamole, yes,
they're
then
saying
they're
that you should make your own. It's overpriced, right? Because all you have is the avocado, lime, cilantro. I hate cilantro. And onion, and sometimes tomato if you're getting crazy.
Did you just gag?
Did you know that I cannot handle cilantro? It is like everyone in my office is probably laughing. Like, I can't do it. I just, like, wow. If I smell it, it's out. It's over. It's done. I can't eat. We're done. It's out. Yeah.
Wow.
Like that. Like, sometimes this is horrible. Like, when I order takeout, I'll lie and say I have a cilantro allergy. I'll be like, if I eat it, I'll die. It's not true.
I know. If I eat it, I'll die.
I know. Yeah. Dramatic much. Anyway, so guacamole is one.
Okay.
Another one, pre-cut fruit. Don't buy the pre-cut fruit. Cut it yourself.
Well, that makes sense.
It's a lot more expensive.
Yeah,
right?
Anytime there's somebody else has to touch something, right?
Yeah, we bought Cameron sliced mangoes because he loves freeze-dried mangoes, and the little what should we call him? Wing nut didn't eat it,
yep.
And it was expensive.
The little biscuit. Okay.
Rice mixes. Like seasoned rice, that type of stuff. Nope, just buy the rice and do your own.
Got it.
Granola is one of the highest priced items. Yep. And if you were to make it yourself, granola.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? I wonder.
Even in the midst of inflation, oats is one of the most affordable groceries you can find. You can easily make your own batch of granola for far less than you spend at brands at the store. Makes sense.
Like Quaker Oats?
Yeah, buy like the normal, like when I make oatmeal, that's what I buy, the Quaker Oats. Okay, another one, berries. Berries are very, very expensive.
Huh.
Did you know that?
No.
You don't have kids in your house right now, do you? Cameron loves all the silly little berries. Yep.
I don't really shop. So that's why I would be terrible on The Price is Right. But go ahead.
Okay. Trail mix. Another one. Same thing as granola.
You got to throw it together. Mm-hmm.
This last one is weird. I've never eaten this, but this is like the thing these days. Bone broth. Supposed to be like richer and healthier for you than like chicken stock. Have you heard about this? Bone broth? It's like a whole thing. It's supposed to have like really good health benefits and whatnot. You can buy it at Erewhon and it's insanely expensive.
Bone broth. What the devil?
For heaven's sake. No, buy bone broth. This is, what other items from the grocery store do you think are overpriced? Let us know in the comments. Oh. You know what's overpriced also? Milk.
Is it?
Oh,
how much is milk?
It, like, we buy Cameron the organic vitamin D milk. It's like $9 or something.
Because it's organic.
For a gallon, I know, right? Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I care about your silly brain. I didn't get organic milk when I was a kid, and I turned out all right. God.
Did you?
Debatable. If you're listening to today's show, probably not.
The jury's still out on that one.
Yeah,
anytime
but I thought,
you say bull Twinkies, makes me wonder about your mind.
Great googly boogly. But I thought that was interesting.
That was interesting.
Because I think about it now because I have a family of 5, right? It used to be just me and I'd buy whatever the heck that I want.
Yep.
And now I'm this like curmudgeon and I'm like, well, you know, the teeny tiny avocados are less expensive than the 4 large avocados. So it's sad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every so often, I'll go to the store and I'll pick up something. I'll go, you know, that was more expensive than I thought it should have been. And she goes, that's because you got, what was it called that you said, the milk?
Yeah. Organic.
Organic.
You got.
She goes, you just go organic.
What's that word?
Yeah.
Organic.
Well, yeah. You got organic.
Organic is
more
expensive.
You got organic corn.
Yeah.
And I went, what the hell? I mean, what does that mean?
Ooh, H-E double hockey sticks, Phil Nordella.
Did I say that?
You did. But it's okay.
So.
There's a big, so just for future reference, look, when you go to the grocery store, there's a sign that says organic, and everything underneath that is organic. So step to the left or right, those items will not be organic. See? Don't say I never taught you anything. I'm like flailing my arms so that Phil can like...
You're talking to me now almost like
showing
you're trying
him
to describe it.
Here.
Okay, when you go in and you go to
the
left.
Okay. Yeah, that's the alcohol. Don't go left. Go right is the produce.
Oh, yeah. I go straight for the alcohol.
Yeah, me too. Especially now because I'm on vacation.
Oh, that's right.
I know. We can talk about that.
Yeah.
Really quickly.
Okay. Where are you going?
Greg Agug and I are going to a wedding in Palm Desert. So we're leaving tomorrow morning, and yeah, we're going to go by a casino or two And that's going to be fun. I know my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law are coming to watch our Gremlins, so okay. We will have no children.
So I'm picturing you guys walking the casino. You've got some time on your hands. You've already checked in. Everything's cool. What do you do in the casino?
Get a drink first.
And
then
I... Well, first, or do you play a little bit and then you get a free drink?
No.
Oh, you pay
no,
for the
I go
drink?
Get a drink first. Okay. Yeah. It depends on who I'm with. So if Sherry's listening, if I'm with Sherry, Sherry's an awesome gambler. She likes to play blackjack and stuff, and it scares me. I stink at it. So I'll just go sit at the table with her and like make everybody laugh and distract them. So hopefully she wins. Greg and I are more like slots, or we'll play like the Wheel of Fortune game. That type of, have you seen
okay,
that?
Those are fun. Yeah. Those are fun. Yeah, that's what Judy likes to do.
Yeah. It's silly. I mean, you know, we'll play some table games sometimes or roulette or something. It's just,
So now do you go into it going, look, this
we're
going to
lose
money,
whatever we brought in. 100%.
It's more for entertainment.
Greg
value.
Gig, I don't want to jinx it, always wins. It is unbelievable, this kid.
Knock on wood. Knock on something. I don't think that's
I know I knocked on my head.
That's for Michael.
this desk here is not wood. It looks like wood. It's faux wood.
Yep.
We're super excited.
I can't. That's awesome.
I know.
Now, with these people, are they close to you that are getting married?
Yes.
Should they be getting married?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're very sweet. Yeah. Catherine's one of my best friends from law school.
Have you ever gotten to a wedding to where you're going, my God, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is not good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Considering you're going in with a 50-50 chance of it not working anyway. So, I mean, sometimes.
Why are you. I try to be cheerful and look at you with your divorce statistics.
Well,
Precious is laughing. Okay, you know what? Shush. Darn dang.
I'm a numbers guy.
Listen.
Hey.
Right. I need you to go.
I've been married for 41
years.
Listen,
Great Caesar's Ghost. I need you to be quiet. We're going to take a quick break.
But it's a radio show.
We're going to come back with something positive. So everyone stay tuned.
All right. She's going to talk to herself when you show back. Hey, welcome back to the Insane Asylum.
It's
Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM. And we're coming down to the wire on the second to the last show.
Dagnabbit, we're having a good time, though.
Okay, we are. Absolutely. Okay, so this is something that I saw and I wanted to ask you about, okay?
All right.
So there's a company called Anywhere, okay? They used to be Realogy. Now, this is a company that's called, Banker, Century 21, Sotheby's, Better Homes and Gardens. Mm-hmm. They're all looped into this place called Anywhere. Okay?
Right, which and we Compass. Made fun of when yep. we yep. came. Came out.
Exactly right. Yep. What a terrible name.
Silly,
and why
silly.
They changed their name to begin with, I have
we
no
don't
idea.
Know.
Anywhere and Compass settle. Agent recruiting suit capping a 3-year feud. The company submitted a joint filing to the New York Supreme Court on October 4th.
So that's good.
Asserting they had agreed to end the litigation permanently and that each side would pay their own costs. Okay.
That's good too.
Real estate brokerage Compass and Anywhere, the real estate holding company formerly known as Realogy, have settled a bitter legal battle dating back to 2019. Gee, do you think that cost them a couple of bucks? On October 4th, the company submitted a joint filing to the New York Supreme Court asserting that they had agreed to end their 3-year-old litigation permanently and that each side would pay their own costs. Now, this is my question to you. What does this mean? I don't understand. Realogy and Compass have agreed to a voluntary discontinuance with prejudice and any and all claims Realogy has asserted in this action and any and all counterclaims and third-party claims claims Urban Compass, Inc. has asserted in this action, with all costs and expenses of suit being paid by the party incurring same.
Okay.
What the heck does that mean, and why can't you guys speak English? Sorry, go ahead.
Son of a Baptist preacher, let me finish. Okay, so this...
Dad, blame it. Go ahead.
Voluntary discontinuous. So I think this would be a dismissal if we were in California. Okay. So voluntary dismissal means we're all agreeing that we've settled it,
got
right?
It.
With
it.
Prejudice, that
Ooh,
means it cannot
bad.
Be filed again,
oh.
right? So when they're saying, of any and all claims, Realogy has asserted in this action, blah, 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 blah. So let's say that you and I sued you because of a car accident, right?
Right.
We settle. With prejudice, meaning I can't sue you again for that car accident.
Okay.
And we are releasing all claims against each other. So you can't sue me about the car accident. I can't, you know, if I later found out that you intended the car accident for fraudulent purposes, I can't re-sue you, right? It's like, we're done.
Got it.
And then you are paying your own costs, which includes your filing fees, whatever, you know, witness fees you had to pay, deposition transcripts, all that stuff. You pay your own and I pay my own.
Okay.
Goodbye. Thank you. We're done.
Got it. Okay. It says Realogy's initial claims against Compass made in July 2019 accused the brokerage of unfair business practices and illegal schemes to gain market share at all costs. Basically, what they were doing is they were going in and saying, hey, you're working for Realogy. You're doing a great job. We want to take you away from them. and hey, this is what we're going to give you. We're going to give you a ton of money. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you stock options. We're going to give you everything.
Business cards.
$50,000 in business cards. Yeah, I mean, crazy stuff. And it built Compass up very, very big. And obviously, Realogy had a problem with that because it obviously hurt them big time.
Yeah,
so
Stop taking my people.
Yep, they were also encouraged. They said they were encouraging new recruits to share confidential and proprietary information.
I think that was the bigger deal.
The suit alleged that Compass co-founder and CEO Robert Refkin personally solicited Realogy to enter into a legal price-fixing agreement where the two companies would agree to limit agent compensation and compete on brand but not on price, which is not that's not good.
Well, the great thing about this, if they settle, there's going to be no findings as to any of those allegations, right?
Compass came back and said, hey, well, you're guilty of lying, stealing, and cheating. It's like, whoa, it got ugly.
You big jerk.
Yeah.
Son of a biscuit eater. So they've settled. So anyway, that's good. I like when cases settle. I'm very much like when our litigation clients call, I am very much like, how can I settle this? What can we do? Because it's just costly going to court. I love going to court, but.
Me, I need to have closure, though. I want to know who won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be nice to know.
Yeah. Okay. You want to end with something kind of fun?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, and you're going to guess. You have to chime in.
Okay, here we go.
20 most popular places to vacation in America. This is as of 2020.
Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach. Is that on here?
Pebble Beach.
It is not.
Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just going to, no. Yo, Las Vegas, number three.
Yeah, see that?
Is number three.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Number one. Guess what number one is?
New York.
New York City. Gosh, you're good.
I love New York.
I love New York, too. My best friend Angelique was just there. Right. She and her fiancé. I know. I'm jealous they didn't take me with them. Rude.
I think another one would be Miami.
I believe Miami is on here. Let's see. Is it?
Mm-hmm. How about you just go through
them? I'm about to because this isn't working. Okay. Oh, Miami Beach it is. All right. So New York City, number one. Number two, Maui, Hawaii, where Greg Gig is from.
Yes.
Las Vegas, number four, New Orleans. Oh, I love New Orleans.
Nolens.
Oh, Nolens. Yeah, I know. So I love it too there. Key West, Florida. Great scuba diving. Key West. Oahu, Hawaii, number six.
Okay.
Number seven, the island of Hawaii, the largest of Hawaii's main island, the Big Island.
Got it.
San Diego.
Yep. San Diego's fun.
I want to take my kids to the zoo, the San Diego Zoo. I mean, they won't appreciate it yet, but we're going to do that.
They got SeaWorld down there, too.
There you go. Savannah, Georgia. Have you ever been to Savannah?
I haven't. Oh, I've been to Georgia, but I haven't been to Savannah.
Yep. All right. Kauai, Hawaii. Basically, anywhere in Hawaii.
Little buggy there. Yep.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Do you know Kauai gets more rain per capita than anywhere else like in the world?
I did not know that.
It's nuts. Oh. It's nuts.
Greg Gig probably knows that.
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Number 12, Sedona, Arizona.
Okay, good.
We were just there. We really like Sedona. Charleston, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Orlando, Florida. Chicago. This one. Branson, Missouri, number 16. I don't know about
that. Yeah.
Asheville, North Carolina. My brother used to live there. It's very nice. Miami Beach, Florida. Washington, D.C. And number 20, Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
I thought that would have been higher. I love Austin.
Yeah.
Austin's delightful. But yeah, so I'm going out of town this weekend. Are you doing anything fun?
Actually, I'm going to play Valencia Country Club one last time. I was a member there for 23 years and quit around 2018 because it was costing me $1,000 a month to play one round a month, which is kind of stupid.
That's naughty.
And then
Great Merlin's beer. That's so much money.
That's a lot of money for one round. Yeah. Because you can play Pebble Beach twice for that. Okay, and anyway,
crazy.
The whole thing was that they closed it for 7 months and they completely redesigned it. I want to play once before I left.
Fun. Okay. Yeah, so how about you?
And, I know where you're going.
Palm Desert, hopefully, to not listen to screaming children.
Win a bunch of money. Get a lot of rest and all that stuff.
I will, absolutely. And when I get back, let me tell you how to reach me.
Yes.
661-259-9000 or check us out, dywlaw.com.
I'm going to call you a bunch of times this weekend.
Totally fine. I probably won't answer. You have all my cell phone numbers, though. And the problem is if you called, I would answer.
You got all your burner phone numbers, everything.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, how do we find you?
PhilNardella.com or 661-312-3561.
Okay.
Yes.
Everybody come back.
Have a safe trip.
Our last show next
week. We're down to the last, I don't know how many minutes.
It's going to be crazy, but it'll be a fun show. Yep. So better listen, son of a biscuit.
Oh, boy. Dadnabbit.
All right, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Buckethead.
Yep. So long.
Bye.